So, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I got my key ring.
Oh, the Mr. Minute guy.
But it's not Mr. Minute. Oh, where's my wallet? It's Mr. Montaire. It wasn't Mr. Minute.
Yeah, okay. So he's like a Southland. He's a key cutting guy at Southland. Is there a few of them? Is there? Or?
Yeah, there's two, I think. Ooh. But there is a Mr. Minute. Just adjusting my mic. Is Mr. Montaire? Is that how you pronounce it? Montare. Would that be like
Montaire? Yeah,
Montaire. Would that be French? Would it?
I suppose so.
French key cutting. Anyway, so do I? If you didn't hear the story, I got my basically a key ring, a thing cut for my keys. I gave him 10 minutes to do it. I walked away. I came back. As I was coming back, I noticed he was getting his head bandaged.
That's right. Yeah.
And I was quite concerned. Mm. I said he should go home. Mm. And he said, no, I'll be fine. So he can. And then I thought, well, you know, how long's the bandaging going to take? And will I come back? When will I come back?
Yeah, that's
blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And I came back. And anyway, so I went away on that day and came back and it was gone.
Oh.
And we at that point,
we didn't know.
I was worried. I'm thinking, ambulance? Is he?
Yeah.
What's happened? Because he's cracked his head enough to draw blood, and he looked a bit pale. So I happened to be at Southland again a few days ago, and I walked past, and he was there.
Oh, thank God!
Round of applause.
Did he have a bandage on his head still,
he had
or a
no
band-aid?
Bandage on his head? He looked great. I was so happy to see him. I said, how are you? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. And I said, oh, I'm so happy. I was worried about you because I thought you should have gone home. He goes, it's fine. Oh, no worries at all, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, you know, it was such an exciting thing. I told the story on my podcast.
Oh, right.
And he went, oh.
Oh, a bit upset.
So then for the rest of my time shopping at Southland, I couldn't get it out of my head.
No.
I'm going, oh, no, I've done the wrong thing.
You've upset him.
I've upset him. And fair enough, too. It's exploiting his plight.
His private life.
His private life.
That's admittedly in public in a booth, but anyway.
Yeah, and it happened to me, and I was my keyring and everything, so I do think I was part of it.
Yeah, you were.
But not fair. So I then walked back and said to him, you know what? If you're not happy, I'll cut it out. I'll go there. I'll ring the producer. And he goes, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's good. What's the name of the podcast? So I told him the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I went, hang on a second. And I just brought it up on my phone. I leant over the Mr. Minute counter. He put down some engraving that he was doing, and he listened to the podcast, and he laughed. He was very happy.
Oh, there you go. But so he's not Mr. Minute. He's Montaire.
Yeah, Montaire. And then I said, by the way, when I came back the other day, where were you?
Yeah.
He goes, I was just having a fag.
Of course. He's hit his head. He's having a cigarette to comfort himself.
Well, yeah, you know what, and fair enough too. But I, being a catastrophizer as I am, I assumed that, you know, he was in trouble. So now anyway, whenever I walk past, we give each other a knowing nod.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I go, don't nod too hard. You might hurt your neck.
Yeah.
But we give each other a knowing nod and you know, friends for life is a bit much, but
you've shared something.
We've shared something.
You've experienced something together.
We've had a moment together.
Like war veterans, almost.
Yeah, we'll get together and, you know, he got to be on a podcast and, you know, is that a good thing? I guess it is. I mean, I don't think if you fell over and hurt yourself and someone was walking past and then went, oh, there's a good story, I'm going to whack it on my podcast, I don't know whether I'd be happy about that.
No, but because you're involved in it, I think it's fine.
And I didn't use his name.
No.
But he said, here's my card. I said, I'll give you a free plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's Mr. Montaire at Southland.
Yeah, does everything. He does everything. Shoes, he does key rings, belts. He does engravings, belts,
incredible.
You know, batteries, you know. So.
Where do they get that whole list of things? Like who does someone
who decided that that's what they would be doing?
Who dictated that?
Yeah.
Did they start off as a cobbler, like just shoes, and then someone
and
went?
They branched out.
Well, what do you reckon the next step would be? Belts, I reckon, because they're leather.
Yeah.
Could you do a bit of belt work? Oh, I suppose I could.
Yeah.
I'm trained as a – because surely it was a trade originally.
Well, as we said on the podcast, barbers used to do surgery.
Yeah.
And why not? You've got a pair of scissors in your hand.
And they do it every day. They're good at cutting.
Yeah.
So they used to do it under the direction of doctors who weren't good at cutting. So they were like
interesting. So what, they'd send a note?
Well, some of it, but some you could just go into a barber shop and get like a boil lanced or something like that. That, you know, that Victorian era kind of stuff. You know, they would do stuff like that as well.
Yeah. It was interesting yesterday, just by the by, maybe I shouldn't talk about this, but my dentist is retiring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he wants me to, maybe I shouldn't talk
make about a speech at his farewell or?
No. But he wants me to stay within the surgery, so I had to meet
the new dentist. Really?
So it was like a blind date.
Yeah, how funny is that?
Yeah.
How old is he when he's retiring?
Oh, similar to me. He's just had enough. But he'll stay on for another year or so. But it was like, and here is the new dentist. It's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you.
Did they open a door, like perfect match or something like that?
And Glenn's had this done. He started going through my history. I've got a hell of a history.
Oh, with your teeth. The mouth department.
God, there's a lot going on there.
Is it a man or a woman, the new dentist?
Well, it was a man. I'm going to say, I was hoping it would be a woman.
Oh.
See, I like a female. Do you like a female doctor?
Yes.
I like a female doctor.
Yeah.
Probably more than a man. And this has been.
But how do you feel when you've got to go downstairs with a female doctor when you've got to say, I've got a problem? Really?
Yeah. I had a full body check the other day with a female doctor. And I've got to admit, I'm a bit chatty. I think I think because I'm naked, semi-naked, I talk a bit too much.
Yeah.
And I've had them check things on areas that you wouldn't normally show to a doctor.
Wow. And you're fine with that being a woman?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she said it's fine. So I just went down to Mr. Minute and had it buzzed off. Mr. Montaire.
Mr. Montaire.
Sorry, Mr. Montaire.
He cut off your lesion on your bottom.
Because a doctor advised, said, you know, you're good at this sort of stuff.
I can do that. I cut keys. I do belts. I do shoes. All right, I'll do ass warts. Here we go.
How did you know it was warts?
Oh, I just guessed.
Ass warts. Nothing worse than ass warts.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was like the Southern Cross in warts on my ass. There's quite a few.
Patriotic. You're like a bogan.
Warts are just horrible things, aren't they?
Oh, warts. I remember warts were big when we were kids because we used to get pamplonas.
Yeah. What?
Pamplona. Pamplona, is that what it's called? When you didn't wear your thongs in the showers at the caravan park?
Isn't it a Spanish town?
It is a Spanish town. You had a pamplona on your, I think it's on your toe. Oh, and then Mum used to get the wart off.
Oh, your wart off.
It was like acid. It would just burn away in your wart.
Yeah, but I've also been to the doctor and had them do it too.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that it is the best way to get – but they're determined little things, warts.
But there's a number of things like pimples are also – what about a blind pimple? That's very painful. I get one inside my nose.
Does your partner do them for you?
No. See,
I won't say what my partner does, but she's qualified.
Oh.
So she just leans over and go, can I get that? And she'll go – and then she'll take it out and go, look, there it is there.
Blackheads? What about blackheads?
Yeah. I'm sorry to talk about this on the. But then again, Mr. Montaire, maybe this is something he could do.
Something else he could do.
He could have a blackhead set, you know, just
removal.
But behind a screen.
Yeah.
Discreet.
It's in the middle of Southland, but no problem at all.
Oh, just go and get my blackheads done at Mr. Montaire, and he's pretty good. He's very good. Jeez,
hair removal? Like waxing?
Why not? The whole deal.
If he's good at like working those shoes and belts, he could do the testicles.
A friend of mine, we had like dinner with a woman the other night. She does the whole thing with facials. She has, you know, she's one of those beauty.
She's a beauty therapist, yeah.
And she was talking about, you know, when she has to look downstairs.
Ooh.
Not pleasant. No. And the waxing.
Oh.
Not pleasant.
No.
And I mean, either end, whether it's male or female, it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are people – hats off to all those people out there who are doing those sort of jobs, who are delving into areas that you just go, you know what, good on you. Good on you.
Yeah. Proctologist.
That's a bum doctor.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's – oof.
Jeez, you could have done noses. You could have done feet. Eyes. Could have done ears. No, I'm going to do
the bum.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the last box on when you're at your medical school. We go, okay, and proctologist. Who wants to do that? Oh, not too many. No. Okay, just the one.
Back. Right. Yeah. Oh, here's the music.
Oh, dear. Oh, thank God. How we got there?
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, welcome to the podcast, and, you know, if you don't know the drill, we get two topics, got to work out how they're related. It's not Glenn and Mr. Minute or Mr. Montaire.
Mr. Montaire.
It's not Mr. Montaire and
We are related now, you know.
Should we get the topics off Sam?
Yeah, because we've gone on a bit.
Yeah. So, what are the topics?
Yeah.
Flowers and Viagra.
Well, I won't say two of my favourite things, but I do like flowers.
Are you a giver?
Yeah, God, I should get Kieran some flowers. Actually, I haven't given – I used to sort of on a regular basis. Some guy down the street used to see me with flowers, and he said to me once, "You must have a lot of fights with your wife."
Yeah. I know. And flowers, from a male point of view, are pretty good as far as, you know, bridging those waters.
Well, it's hard to know with my partner. Her tastes have changed over the years. So she used to like tulips.
Oh, do you love a tulip?
I don't love a tulip.
I'm going to the tulip farm up in the Dandenong.
You've been there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went up there one day.
With your clogs.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good. But then again, you go, oh, I've seen enough tulips.
Yeah, a lot of tulips here. Different coloured tulips. And
yeah, but there's something about the tulip and the rose.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
Mm.
Because they start and then they open.
Yes, true.
And then they stay quite robust and then they die. Mm. The petals drop and you go, your time. Sorry,
there's a fairy getting its wings. I just heard a bell ding. Every time a bell dings, a fairy gets its wings. Can I tell you what
that was? It was whose birthday it is today?
Oh, no.
Someone I worked with, let's play guess whose birthday it was. Someone I worked with, similar age, female.
Kate Langbrook?
No.
Okay, Jane Jane Turner.
Gina Riley.
She's my birthday's on Saturday. Oh my God. Oh, We're both Taurians.
I have a cluster of birthdays at the moment.
Wow.
My partner Selena's birthday just a little while ago.
You. So Gina's birthday today?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
of course,
happy
when
birthday.
This goes to air, obviously it'll be
a while
ago.
Yeah.
Because we're doing this in our bunker just in case COVID breaks out. COVID. We did it about 6 months ago. So that was her responding to my birthday text.
Have you sent her flowers?
Oh, beautiful thing.
Yeah, I bet you haven't.
No.
No.
I just someone else told me, so I just sent her a text then.
Well, her
happy birthday, Gina.
Yeah, happy birthday, Gina.
Oh, my God.
We still watch Kath and Kim. We love it. My daughter particularly loves it. She's a teenager.
So, flowers, yes. They go through the full. What is the purpose of a flower? Is it purely in terms of bees?
Well, the bees hang around the flowers now. Yeah, I think they
so the more colourful you are, the more likely that you'll be seen. The more likely that you will spread your pollen.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is it?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not a botanist.
Maybe we should ring someone from Gardening Australia
and say
why do we have flowers?
Because
it does seem like. What is the point? It must be a point in nature.
Yeah, for flowers to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's got something to do with
pollen. Yeah, pollen. I think you're right. Mm. Flowers, though, but what's happened these days? So with Kieran, she used to like tulips and not roses, but gladiolas too for a while. Gladiolas for a while.
Gladiolas.
Or the Dame Edna ones that she throws. Yeah. They're beautiful gladiolas.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I was in the audience the night.
Yeah.
I told the story?
Vaguely, but someone got hit.
Well, that was her thing. She would come out with gladdies and then she would throw gladdies into the audience. And I dare say she still does it. But she threw one and it stalked someone right in the eye to the point of bleeding and it hit her. And then she ran from the audience and went, what was that all about? She's leaving a bit early. And then it was in the paper the next day.
Wow.
That she got a stalk in the eye.
And did she sue or?
Speaking of Viagra.
did she sue?
I think she did.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you're throwing things, and I often think of it, if you throw things into the audience, you go, you know what? You want like lollies?
Yeah.
If you throw lollies hard at an audience.
Oh, yeah, like doing warmer.
Yeah.
Some minties.
Yeah. If someone's not looking the right way. Anyway, I'll cut you off there.
But no, I was saying the gladiolas, but now she likes more native plant, like fuchsias and stuff. The natives, which you can just get driving down the road.
Well, I lucked out there because, without getting into the detail, I did send you some flowers for a loss you had.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I lucked out and I chose native. And yeah, I think she was pretty happy.
Kieran liked those flowers. That's
so
right.
So when you get flowers like that for something like that, do you take a photograph of them and say thank you for the flowers, or do you just say thank you for the flowers?
Sometimes.
It's good to take a photo.
Kieran always says take a photo and send it to the person because you don't know what you're sending.
Yeah, because you're ringing up somebody and going, oh, and you should go on price. You're going to go, you're going to 50.
How much you're spending? I sent mum flowers the other day. It was her birthday, and I was driving back from Canberra, and the woman was like, how much you're spending? And because you've already said it's for your mother's birthday.
Yeah.
I go, 25. No, I mean 50, 60. We'll go 60. Yeah, 60 is good.
80? Oh, that's a bit much, you know.
And then with mum, they left flowers from me and flowers from Trev, my other brother, on the front door. But you know, mum and dad have got one of those houses where they never use the front door.
So they just...
They just sat there for about 3 hours until I rang up dad and I said, hey, put mum on. Happy birthday, mum. No word of the flowers. Put dad back on. Dad, I think there's flowers at the front door. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, yeah, bloody, that's two bunches.
Yeah, but with there's the bunch of flowers that can sometimes have a little bit of, but then there's the, they put them in a box now.
Yes.
Where they go, you know what?
Yeah.
This could ask. In fact, you don't need to do anything. Just pop it up on the bench, job done, which I like.
Yeah.
The whole idea of pulling the stalks out. And
it's a lot of work.
And then you go, oh, I haven't got the, where's the vase?
Put them in water.
Vase too big, vase too small. Oh, flowers falling sideways, flowers not standing up properly. It's just.
And with mum, like Mother's Day's coming up soon, and then her birthday was before. She'll put the flowers together. So then she compares the different son's flowers. Like,
oh, she does.
Yours are doing okay. Trevor's are dying.
Wow.
You're not barracking for your flowers. But with mum, I always just say to the lady, oh, she likes purples and pinks. And the woman just goes, oh, old lady flowers. I'm like, yeah, old lady flowers.
Yeah, I like it when they go, we'll take care of it. Just trust me. If you've got a regular, you go, oh, it's gonna, oh, had an argument, have you? Okay, we'll go with the argument, flowers.
But Nadies, the first time I saw Nadies was when we had our first kid. So that was like 18 years ago. And the nurse brought them in and said, someone bought you weeds and just dumped them on the end of the bed. Weeds, she was calling them.
It's funny.
Like weeds.
Because depending where you buy them from, I've got a shop that I know. If I buy them from there, they'll only last a couple of days.
Yeah, right.
There's some. I reckon there must be some growers out there that are doing the short turnaround.
Yeah.
Then you buy an expensive one, and they go, "Gee, they've lasted a long time."
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, it is imperative, or it's important which one you buy from. And so but the thing is, convenience. Like, I was at David Jones the other day having lunch, buying some lunch at David Jones petrol station.
Yeah.
This is a big plug, isn't it? And their flowers were really good.
I've been to that petrol station near your house. It's quite posh.
Yeah.
They sell sushi.
Yeah.
And sandwiches.
I had dinner from there the other night.
Yeah, dinner.
Well, Selena was working, and I went, oh, let's have a bit of that. It was really good.
What'd you have?
I had chicken with sweet potato and broccoli.
Ooh.
And it was chicken breast.
Was it nice?
It was really good. It was like airline food first class. Not that I've traveled first class that much. Even better. That was what I was equating it to. How many flower I know this. How many flower variations are there in the world?
Three. Just having a guess. Four?
No,
200.
No.
I thought you meant groups of flowers. Like
No, but how many different varieties?
Okay. Ooh, I know, 40,000.
250,000 varieties.
Wow. Yeah. So if you went to Africa, they would have a whole different range of flowers than we have here.
Well, just look at the roses you go there. There's all sorts of different roses.
Yeah.
Don't you hate it, though, when you – I was doing some gardening the other day. This is interesting. When you get near the rose bush, it's very aggressive, the rose bush.
Yes, prickles.
As soon as you get anywhere near it, it goes, I'm getting you. Oh. I'm going to tear a hole in your jumper.
Yeah, it's
– hey, ease up, buddy. I wasn't going to cut you down.
And yet they're so beautiful, and they smell beautiful.
Oh, everything about them is beautiful. They could come close. Well, that's smell. Don't touch my stalk.
Why do they have thorns? Why do they have that?
Now, that – you know why? Here's what my thinking. Mm-hmm. Animals probably want to eat the stalks.
They want to eat the flowers too. Animals will eat flowers. Like a goat will eat a flower.
Yeah, so you go, I'm not eating. The goat's going to go, I'm not eating that. Mm. So it's a evolution. It's a protective thing. Mm. And something else I read, the world's biggest flower.
Yeah.
Apparently there's one in China or something that's a Sumatran thing, and it smells like, how's this? A dead body.
Oh.
Not that I've smelt a dead body.
No. It wouldn't smell very good. We've all smelled dead animals, though. You know, when you get a dead animal under your house, a dead animal.
Yeah.
Flowers. Yeah, flowers are interesting because flowers are used for grief, they use for a celebration.
Yeah.
One of the mums at school was a florist, and she said it was you had to start early, you had to go to the market, it was dark, it was cold. It's very cold when you work with flowers.
Yeah.
Because they've often got to be refrigerated. Yeah. And she said you were dealing with people's grief all day. And said it was really hard.
But then again, you are bringing a level of compassion, joy, caring. Yeah, you are the bridge for those people to show their love.
True.
So
very much like Viagra.
Well, should we? Is there anything else we can? Oh, then, you know what?
Yeah.
The only thing I will say that we learnt on, and I'll test you on this.
Uh-huh.
What was the flower? What is sunflower famous for?
Oil?
No.
Sunflower.
Remember sunflowers? Because they could grow somewhere special.
Oh, the moon. Mars. The Arctic. I can't remember where sunflowers grew.
If I remember, I should remember.
Is this from our own podcast?
From our own podcast. I think they could. They're the only thing that will grow in a nuclear.
Oh, like Chernobyl. Yeah, nuclear wasteland. You're right.
Sunflowers
okay.
go, oh, yeah. mind.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, we'll grow here. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Sunflowers are fantastic.
They look beautiful.
To watch them fall in the sun.
Viagra.
And there's a flower. Mm. I don't know how I know all this stuff.
You love flowers.
Well, you know, I'm a flower guy.
Does Mr. Montaire sell flowers?
There was a moment in Kath and Kim where Kel was doing some flowers and it felt right. There's a flower called a moon flower that opens to the moon.
Oh, wow.
Closes to the sun.
Wow.
It's a bit like.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like mooning, but the opposite. Opens anyway.
Flowers, we love your work. Okay. And just favorite flower?
I don't know. Gladiola.
I'm going frangipani.
Frangipani. Nice.
Well, the first time I smelt frangipani, I could be wrong. I think it was my first overseas trip to Tahiti.
Oh, yeah, that's very Tahitan, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's got good memory.
Yeah, so when I smell, I just automatically go back to Tahiti. And, sorry, should I do that? Is that inappropriate?
No.
The Tahitians are such beautiful people.
Friendly people.
Oh, but when I smell it, and you come in and they put a frangipani on your pillow. I was in Fiji recently and they put a frangipani on my pillow. Did you see the photograph? Mick Malloy. I sent Mick. Did you see that photograph I showed on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yes. Yeah, that were you covering up your genitals with
a frangipani. Yeah, yeah. That was a frangipani.
Oh, wow.
And did you see the next photograph? Has that been shown? I'm not sure whether it has.
What was it?
Oh, well, I held a frangipani in without my hands.
Oh, that's
right. It wasn't in my mouth. How juvenile is that?
Juvenile.
But juvenile, but funny.
Yeah, funny. Always funny.
And I sent it to, of all people to send it to.
Yeah.
Of all people to send it to, I sent it to Mick Malloy.
Yeah.
Because we were having a fight online. Not a fight, but to and fro. And I said, cop this. And it was me with a frangipani there. And then I'm going, you idiot, Glenn. Now he's got it on fire.
Oh, yeah. No.
So he pulls it out now, just bangs it out.
Have a look at this.
Especially when you're in a group text. You go, Mick, that was just between you and me. You don't share the famous frangipani photo with anybody else. But anyway, people probably want to see the frangipani photo.
Yeah, send it to me. We'll put it on Facebook.
Okay, you know what? I will.
All right.
I'll send it to you. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I shouldn't, because then it's going to get one worse. I don't want to get in Daily Mail. Don't put me in the Daily Mail for having a frangipani up my ass.
You were nude in Frisk, at Frisk. I just got Viagra on my mind. Maybe we should. I wonder if Mick Malloy's ever taken Viagra.
Oh,
because I've never taken Viagra. Have you taken Viagra?
No.
So we don't know much about it. All I know is that it's a blue pill, and I remember being in a chemist, and I know the chemist George quite well.
George. He's great. The fact that you call him George.
George,
I reckon all the people in your life, you know them first name. Because I spoke to my chemist the other day, so I don't know my name.
He's an old, not old, he's a few years older than me, Greg. And he's good because he knows, you go in there.
You want him to know his stuff.
He knows stuff. But I remember one day there was an old Greek guy, he would have been 75, and George goes, yeah, it's your stuff, con. And then he puts it on the table, on the top, big packet of Viagra.
But he didn't say that loud.
No, but it was written right there. I was like, God, your poor wife. Look at that. This old boy.
I should change the name, Stiffy Pills.
Yeah.
What's a better name than Viagra? Because we all know what Viagra. I should call it like, you know, happy heart or. But you got to break it down.
Rock solid. We're getting some of those rock solids, George.
Happy days.
I don't know. So I've never taken it. So
I've never taken it. I'm not being coy there. I've never taken it. I mean, and I wouldn't take it because the doctors say you need to have a heart check before you take it.
Oh, really?
Because they think it does put pressure on your heart.
Oh, my God.
Because, well, that's the, you know, that would the heart rate would go up. And oh, if you had a dicky heart.
Oh, hello.
It's all related. Don't worry. That's where the term dicky heart comes from, I think.
Well, we should talk to someone who's got Viagra. Because it was only like, what, how long ago was it? 25 years ago it was introduced?
But it was created for angina or something. And it was a byproduct.
Wow. I didn't know that.
They give the guy the angina pills. How's your angina now? You go, oh, it's pretty good. But what? You've got a funny look on your face. I had to go into the city and I was on a tram. Yeah. And what happened? Did your heart hurt? No, I had an erection the whole way into the city. What?
Well, that's interesting.
That's interesting for two reasons. One, an erection. Two, sometimes you do get an erection on
public transport.
Well, it's called what's it called? A traveller's? When you go on corrugated roads for a long time.
Oh, yes, that's true. And a bump, 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 bump.
Bump. And what is your penis thinking?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it's up and down.
What is it thinking? It's going vibration, vibrating bed, going up and down. I'm ready for action.
Yeah, right.
Because my brother, he went on a trip to Central Australia, and corrugated, they can go for a long way. So they anyway,
oh, dangerous. So, you know. Well, I mean, I you know what? I know someone who's taken it, and we could call them and get the lowdown.
What, hang on, what do you mean?
Well, I remember they've told.
Is he a chemist?
No, he's a well-known, you know, funny guy.
Hang on, do I know who he is?
Yeah, you know him, but I'll just text him and see if he'll talk. And
text him now.
Yeah, I'll text him.
What else do I know about Viagra?
And we'll just see if he'll come on and. Because our lack of experience is...
Well, it's not helpful.
It's not helpful at all.
To our listeners who are going, please, Glenn, Dave, I'm interested, both from a female point of view. Can females take Viagra?
Yeah, I don't think so. Why would you take it? Well, I know.
Well, no, I don't want to be too intimate, but, would you not bring... Does the vagina do bring blood to the area when you are aroused?
Maybe there's a female equivalent. Hang on, they've got back to me. Oh, that's good.
What's he saying?
We'll talk on
Is he sure? Have you said? Yeah. Don't put him on the spot.
No.
Are you going to spring
we'll
him with it?
No. We'll talk as long as I remain anonymous.
Okay. He wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Are you saying he's famous?
Yeah. Shall we ring him?
I'm excited. I don't know who it is.
No, you don't know. You'll know as soon as he says hello. But anyway.
He's taken Viagra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember him telling me about it years ago. That was years ago. But I remember.
And why did he tell you about it?
I mean, he's just an oversharer. I don't know. I was interested.
Oversharer.
Let's ring him.
Let's go.
Okay, we're ringing this guy. He's taken it.
Do I know him?
Yeah, you know him. We all know him.
What is my? This is weird.
He's famous.
He's famous. Oh, this could be bad for him.
Hello.
Yo, I'm in the makeup chair, but what do you got?
I know it is straight away.
Glenn Robbins is here.
Hey, Glenn.
Oh,
don't say his name.
I know who it is, but we're not allowed to say. Dave said we can't say your name. Okay.
No, it's anonymous.
You want it anonymous. Keep it anonymous.
All right. Yeah.
Yep. So when you took Viagra, why did you take Viagra?
Why did I take Viagra?
This is why we're ringing you.
Do we do a podcast somehow related? And the topic was flowers and Viagra. We're going to try to work out the relationship between the two, and so we thought we should ring up someone who had Viagra.
I texted you. You said it was okay as long as you were anonymous.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. No, I haven't taken Viagra since I met my wife, which is 20 years ago, almost 20. We're about probably my anniversary of taking Viagra, 20-year anniversary.
Right.
I'm in a makeup room here.
Yeah, how are they enjoying the conversation?
Well, they're smirking.
Initially, did you go to the doctor? I mean, how do you have to go to the doctor?
A friend gave me a pill.
And how quickly does it come on, the erection?
I reckon an hour, maybe half an hour.
And it just comes out of the blue, like it just comes up.
You can't stop it. It's there.
And you're not horny, are you? You're not horny at all.
Well, you can be. I mean,
you can be, but it doesn't come on.
I think it'll happen anyway. Yeah, but just make sure that you're on a sure thing, it's fair to say. First time I thought early. I was on a sure thing and I wasn't on a sure thing. And so that was in, I had to drive someone home when it, and it was not, you know.
So you thought you were on a sure thing, you took the pill, then she said, oh, I actually want to go home, and you had to drive her home.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd never told her I took the pill.
And you had an erection the whole way going
well,
home.
Well, I mean, that's, they're your words, but and I never told her about the wasted pill.
No.
So, yeah, because I'm a good, yeah, obviously.
Well, no, you're a good guy.
And when you, and when you, if you don't mind me asking, when you finish, you have completion,
yeah.
Does the erection go away or does it just stay there because it can?
Well, I mean, look, it's to be graphic, you can, this is 20 years ago again, but yeah. It, back in the day, the technology would mean that you could, didn't take long to reload.
Did you ever take another pill or you, that pill lasts quite some time?
Yeah, no, it lasts for a long time, but yeah. Yeah, that's my gut bonus. It's a favourite conversation over here.
and so, do you get it? And so, once you took one, did you get like a little bit hooked on it? And then you went to the doctor or something?
Yeah, for probably 3 months. Yeah, I did go to a doctor, and because you had to get a prescription back then. So, and you had to try to tell the doctor. That, I told the doctor that I was sad, and he gave me a wink and said, "Yeah, well, this will cheer you up."
And does your heart rate go up? Because I've heard that you need to have a bit of a heart test if you're getting on in years. Did you sense that your heart rate was increasing?
No, not noticeably. Yeah, you know, I don't. You know, it didn't bring on a heart attack. But I mean, for all your listeners, I think they should be careful.
Because our demographic is swinging on the high end occasionally.
But it is easy to get a prescription. I'll say that much. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
There was one particular doctor who was full-time dealing with sad men who
Dr. Stiffy.
Come on, exactly.
No, well, but it's a real issue out there, and you know what's really
is.
And it's good to hear for someone who's been at the coalface and used it and to some success. And if it's making men happy, it's worthwhile, or it's making women happy because of the result of it. That's
absolutely
a really good thing.
But you, I mean, the one thing is to say, do you come clean and tell people that you're using it? Do you know what I mean?
Or interesting.
Is there a false sense of, you know,
right.
False sense of your man's virility? Which
is that erection for me, or is it just because you took a pill?
How many pills has he got? Well, the pills are going through the rest of his life. And, also, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are going, oh, I wish you'd get rid of those pills because I can't be bothered. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. There's a lot to think about, guys.
All right. Well, that's.
But it's been 20 years for me. Haven't been a non-user for the last 20 years. Happily married and everything's well, good.
Can I tell you something for nothing? Apparently, this is true, celery is similar to.
Celery?
Celery.
Take
is similar
celery.
To Viagra. If you want to have a natural version of Viagra, have some celery. So, you know, I don't
know. Mate, I also got to, I don't want to identify myself, but I became a vegan a while ago and
were you finding that
also
that
is good. That's good. And I mean, there's more vegetables in the diet.
Yes.
And
something
to think about.
It's like why rabbits are so at it all the time. They're eating celery.
Well, maybe it is. It's like, there's so many cows.
Well, whoever you are, you have been fantastic. And
you're quite good on the radio. You should look into that, shouldn't you?
Mate, I'm a podcast only as an anonymous person. Right?
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Well, in post, we'll put a thing over your voice so you sound a little bit like that. So we won't be able to tell who you are.
Yeah, exactly. So just look out. If you were watching daytime television on a Friday, you might have seen me.
Wow.
Right? I'm about to enter the studio.
Oh, it's Jono. Jono from.
I think it's Peter Hitchener, the newsreader. I think it's Peter. It's Peter Hitchener.
Joe Hildebrand.
Oh, yeah, right.
Have a great day. See ya, dudes.
Wow.
So I have no idea who that was.
No, who was that guy?
Gee, he was informative.
Informative?
He's got it. I mean, you say he's famous.
Very famous.
Whatever he does for a living, he should do more of it.
Yeah, he's good.
He's informative. Really, he's interesting. Funny. Maybe he should, that guy, whoever he is, should do like a Michael Mosley type of show. Where he investigates, because Michael Mosley actually does the things that.
Yeah, yeah, well, he's done it.
Yeah, he's done it. And so, I mean, you know, it's all very well to have a doctor to tell you how to do something. It's all very well to read an article or read. God, research is hard to read online. It's too hard. You need someone to. But when you just speak to someone on the front line.
Like that guy.
You know what would be good if you were at the doctor's and the doctor says, you might want to try Viagra. And he goes, how does it work? Well, let's bring in Keith. And Keith sits down and goes, go, mate, how are you? Yeah, listen, I've taken it.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen. It's a bit scary at first.
You know, that guy we just spoke to, we'll just call him Keith. He's pretty busy with his commitments. So maybe just a video of him.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I'll put on this video of Keith. He's famous. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Interested in Viagra? I can tell you how
having trouble cracking a fat?
But he'll want money for that, and that's fair enough.
But I think it's a good thing. There should be more of it.
Could be an income stream for that anonymous
person. You know what? You do it well. You're the voice of superannuation. You're the everyman. I'm the everyman as well.
We're happy to do it.
You and I would both be good at it, but I don't want to be known as a Viagra guy.
No.
But it's doing a good thing.
Yeah.
And good on your anonymous friend.
Yeah, for helping us out.
For helping us out. And how did he speak again?
Oh, I kind of spoke like that. Well, let's have some thinking music. What can we have?
There's no ads for Viagra.
No, there used to be.
Really?
Yeah, with athletes and stuff in them. They sort of, I think there was in America, but not, I don't know. I remember seeing one.
Did that?
Any scenes in shows where they've used Viagra or that kind of stuff?
Is there anything with flowers?
Larry
flowers.
David, we've done the flowers on the grave.
Oh,
he stole the flowers.
There's a scene in Larry David. Sam, there's a scene in Larry David where his Aunt Ray, when the blacks have moved in.
Oh, yes.
Aunt Ray. He wants to show Aunt Ray a vegetable garden or something he's made out the back. And she comes and says, Larry, thank you so much. And Larry hugs and then lingers. And Larry has a problem, and it's happened quite a bit in other shows. If he lingers for no reason, he gets an erection.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, you said how much you love gardening and how you wish you could garden here, so... I cleared this little area for you. And
Larry, you did this for me?
I did it for you.
Oh, Larry?
Huh?
Oh, Larry.
Grow some lettuce, Auntie Ray. Grow some lettuce.
You don't know how much I appreciate this. You've been so good to us, Larry. My family, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Larry. You're disgusting!
Oh, very funny. He's always funny. They're making another series.
Are they?
I'm sure I saw one of them put it online. They're filming it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I might have made it up, but I'm sure it's, his mate with the long hair who's been sick, Richard Lewis. And he said, I'm well enough to go and do one episode of...
He hasn't looked good for a long
never
time.
No, he never looks well, does he?
Yeah. So we need an answer.
Okay, well, I'll
flowers and Viagra.
I think Viagra is made from flowers.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Because there's something, there's no doubt.
The sprouting.
Because you know in your legs, if you use your legs, there's little corpuscles, is that the right word? Little pumps in there that, because once the blood goes down, if you don't use the blood will stay down there. This is what I told my 98-year-old mum. If you use your ankles, it will pump the blood back up.
Oh, really?
So I reckon there's something in flowers that are that they've derived it from.
Yeah.
That pumps the blood upward.
Wow.
Something to do with blood pumping. You think it's more of a chemical thing, do you?
I don't know.
There's no doubt that flowers, even when they're dead, are still erect.
Yes.
But some droop.
Yes.
Some droop, but So I think we're on the similar, a similar vein.
Okay, let's get the answer.
Researchers discovered that when 1 milligram of Viagra was placed in 2 vases of cut roses, the flowers stood up straight without wilting for as long as a week past their natural lifespan. Similar to the drug's effect on male sex organs, researchers found Viagra slows the breakdown of the same enzyme in flowers.
Oh, wow.
We're wrong way around.
Yeah. Wow.
A good thing to know.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Because I heard that aspirin was good.
Oh, yeah, to keep flowers are rare.
No, your penis are rare. You're right. To keep flowers,
God, I keep thinking of this old joke, and I don't know whether to tell it or not. But then again, we've had a lot of...
If it's on topic, it's not inappropriate.
And I think all the kids have tuned out when there was all that anonymous person was telling us about his experiences.
Yes.
There's two women standing on the street outside the front of the houses, and one of them sees her husband coming towards them with a bunch of flowers. And the woman looks to the other one and goes, "Oh, God, I'm going to spend the whole night with my legs up in the air." And the other one goes, "Don't you have a vase?" Get it? Anyway, that's a way to go out.
I can see why you were. Look, I'll be honest. I can see why you were hesitant.
Yes. It's rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
on topic and you know, by all means, if you're in mixed company, maybe... Don't ask about it. If you're at school and you have, let's have joke telling day.
No, don't do the flowers. Yeah,
don't do the flowers joke. Oh, let's, you know, oh, what's your joke? I heard my joke on a podcast by Dave O'Neill and Glenn Robbins. Goes like this. Wow. There you go. What's your funny joke?
There's these two women. Oh, God.
That's always a dangerous thing, isn't it? Mm. Anyway, look, if you're having problems, shouldn't we not do a disclaimer at this point?
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
No, meaning that, you know, because often at the end of programs, they go, if there's something, so we should say, if you're having problems with
erectile dysfunction, see a doctor.
See a doctor.
Or we'll give you Anonymous's phone number.
Yeah. He'd be more than happy.
He'd be happy.
Yeah, take calls. And look into it.
He might have some left over. Who knows?
I just take, you know what I do? I take half a one.
Yeah, half one. Mm.
And then you'd have half of that.
Oh, we should go.
I'm sorry.